Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
O'clock hour. I'm just looking at NBA today on ESPN. Shams Charania is on there. Breaking news. Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely. Inflammation in right knee. I think that may sound worse than it is, out indefinitely, but probably not available to start the season. They open Wednesday the 23rd, as do the Miami Heat. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some more Canes with him. I should remind everyone, QAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. So if you want to donate something, and they need everything from canned goods to yard waste bags and generators, tarps, you can drop all that stuff off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. Or if you want more detailed info, just go to WQAM.com. You will see the Hurricane Milton relief effort there on the first page, front page, and you can get all the details right there. There are some season props, Solana and Crowder and Jimmy, that BetOnline has released regarding the NBA, and specifically for us, the Miami Heat. These are player props for the season. Jimmy Butler. Well, I'll start with points per game. You want to guess? Jimmy Butler points per game, what the prop is set for the season. Your mic is muted, Crowder. I know you're going to get the hang of this one day.
20.
20 and a half.
Yep.
Which is about right.
If he plays, he can play, but 20 and a half over 58 games, I'm with that.
Now, how about this? Jimmy Butler, total games played. What the over-under is set at?
56.
No. 64 and a half, Hawk.
Because he said, if I remember correctly, something about playing 70.
He wants to play more games. He understands he needs to be available. He wants to play more games.
It is set from BetOnline at 59 and a half. So they don't necessarily believe him.
I don't care what he says. He's not playing 70 games, Solana.
Bet. Right now. Let's go.
Well, bet. You want to take it off?
He hits the over.
I'm going to go over. He's not going to hit the over.
A 59 and a half, he hits the over. I'll bet right now. Let's go. Let's bet right now.
Bet it.
What makes you think that?
You don't have to bet it with him. Just bet it on the app.
He played the second night.
Bet with me.
He played a back-to-back in preseason. Let's go. Let's bet right now. $50.
Let's bet right now.
Let's go right now, bro. Where you at?
He couldn't even make it to media day. He didn't make it to media day. Now he's going to make it to every game?
Bam Adebayo, points per game.
17.
18 and a half.
19 and a half.
Over.
Tyler Hero.
12.
Stop.
Solana?
21 and a half.
20 and a half.
Oh, under.
Over.
Jaime Jaquez Jr., points per game.
11.
9 and a half.
13 and a half. And Duncan Robinson.
6.
12 and a half or 11 and a half.
12 and a half. I actually thought that was a lot because
he goes
through spurts where they don't play him at all.
We have two strong twos, a three and a four as our best players. We don't have a one on this entire roster.
Well, it gets underway in less than a week. Next Wednesday. Who do they open against? Orlando?
The Orlando Magic.
Is that here?
It is, at the Kaseya Center. That's the night Pat Riley will be on.
Oh,
it.
The court.
Yes, the court.
That's cool.
They got to see Blanchero.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to ask who's on Orlando.
Yeah.
I guess Blanchero.
It's not.
Blanchero's grown man, Hawk. Blanchero got something.
Paolo Blanchero?
Blanchero.
Yeah, so it's not Banchero, but yes, Paolo Banchero or Banchero is on the Orlando Magic, and he's good. He's legit. The Wagner twins are on the Orlando Magic. Anthony Black, Jalen Suggs. They've got a good team.
We'll name some of the good ones, then.
I just did.
The Willie Willie twins. What did you say?
The Wagner twins. Are you kidding me?
Blanchero.
Blanchero's the dog.
Yeah. But I don't know if they have, you're saying a good team, like good how in the East?
They're good. They were one of the better teams up and coming in the Eastern Conference last year. Do I think they're going to win the East? Can they compete against Boston? No.
I'm just trying to figure out what you mean by good team, because I would probably categorize the Heat as a good team.
Yeah, they're probably in the same realm as Miami, Indiana, the Heat, the Magic. Nobody would be surprised if they were a 4 seed. Nobody would be surprised if they're an 8 seed.
A lot of people might be surprised if they're a 4 seed.
There's not a lot of twins that are dominant.
Let's see, the Morris twins.
They're not dominant.
Right.
Rondé and Tiki Barber are the best twin combination of all time.
Interesting. Is that the best twin athlete combination of all time?
And Rondé's a Hall of Famer. Tiki was good for a year or two.
Hmm.
But, yeah, twins, because they sucked each other's nutrients in the womb.
Right.
Right. One has got to be dominant over the other, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The little calendar girls. Calavera right. girls, whatever. Yeah, yep. one was a legit D1 star. The other one was just a YouTube picture taker.
And I'm not Googling it because I'm trying to come up with twins on my own here.
Yeah, I've got the Google open. There is another set of twins in the NBA, Robin Lopez and Brooke Lopez.
Oh, they're good.
They are.
Dominant.
They can compete with Rondé and Tiki, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they can compete with Tiki and Rondé Barber. I mean, Tiki Barber is a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Rondé's head corner. Rondé was a monster back in the early 2000s.
He's Tiki only won a Rondé. That's a horror Rondé.
Rondé Gadsden. He can't have a twin. He would have ate him.
Hey, aren't you going to be out with OG tonight?
I will be with OG tonight. Sorry, OG, if you're listening. I'll see you later on at Funky Buddha.
He's going to dock you a couple of yucatots if you get that up. Let's get headlines here. Start out the 3 o'clock hour. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some Canes, give him some lines to work into the broadcast Saturday afternoon. Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
This is fascinating. I didn't know how many professional athletes have a twin or are a twin. Jose Canseco is a twin. I didn't know that.
Well, Ozzie Canseco, famously, they both played, but I didn't realize they were twins. I thought they were just brothers.
Hmm. How about Horace Grant? You knew Horace Grant was a twin?
Oh, Horace and Harvey, yeah.
Well,
that's why both of them, their eyes didn't work. They had glasses.
They had goggles.
Yeah, because they stole each other's eyesight.
Oh, the Pouncey brothers.
Mm.
Marquise Pouncey, Mike Pouncey.
That's a talented pair.
They might be better than the Barber twins because they were both all pros, like year after year.
Who else is on that list?
Jason McCourty and Devin McCourty.
Not bad either.
Nah, Jason was very good. Devin played football.
Henrik Lundqvist. What's his name?
Oh.
Lundqvist?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a twin brother as well.
But does he play sports?
I don't know. I'm this list is it's very vague. I don't think he does.
It reminds me of that third Peyton brother that tries to be important.
And brothers are not twins. I want to differentiate here because I didn't realize Jose and Ozzy were twins.
I don't think they're twins. Huh?
Well, I mean, he's on this list.
And you're looking at twins, not brothers?
Yeah, twins.
Hmm.
Jose and Ozzy are twins. They came out the same womb the same day.
Yeah, Jose and Ozzy Canseco are identical twins. And per Jose's account, they use whatever article this is, they use the same type of steroids and in equal amounts.
Well, then Jose got the better dose.
Ozzy should have got the first shot. He was getting dog slobber.
I do love that. There is like a third Manning brother. Nobody knows his first name. He's just the third Manning brother.
He has TV commercials.
He did for a while. Like for about 1 year, they tried to prop him up, and then he kind of – is it Cooper, right?
Cooper. Cooper Manning.
Yep. His shoulders are real tight. Tiny little shoulders.
Yep.
Man, Ozzy and Jose Canseco. Huh.
Why are you still surprised by that?
Just because I've known that they've been brothers, and it was always like a joke that, you know, one season Jose and Ozzy Canseco combined for 41 home runs, you know, and Jose had 40 of them. I just never realized that they were twins. What about Goran and Zoran?
Not twins. No.
Man. Goran's older.
It's going to be a new radio game show. Twins or not twins?
Mm-hmm. You saw Goran at the game 2 nights ago. You saw what they put up as his tagline. I posted a picture on Twitter. Heat legend.
Mm.
The Heat posted that. Like, Heat legend.
They gave his number to Khalil Ware, so how much of a legend could he be?
Yeah, they throw that legend thing around a little too freely.
I love Goran. It's enough already.
Legend?
What's enough? What?
Him showing up and everyone makes a big deal when he shows up or whatever. Okay, you're a fan. We got it. You're not playing. You tried like 6 years to get back on the team. They weren't interested. They brought back Mario Chalmers before they brought back Goran Dragic. Now we got to show him every time he goes to the game. He lives down here. He loves it here. It's enough already.
I'm with Hawk on this one. He should be in Hyde down there with me.
Like working the door?
Yeah, if he wants to pick up a couple dollars.
So Crowder, you go back to Hard Rock Stadium, they shouldn't show you. You're just another guy. You're just a fan.
No, they shouldn't show me. I'm 40 years old. I made a tackle in 12 years.
No, but I'm saying, like, if they show him once and look, Crowder's back. Like, this Goran thing, this is like a running commentary every season. Oh, he really wants to play for we got it. Like, we got it.
But he retired. Like, there's no more commentary. He retired.
I understand. Now we're showing him and we're calling him legend when they gave his number to Khalil Ware. You don't do that to legends. I'm just saying it's enough already.
But they gave his number to Khalil Ware to really get that number unaffiliated with Kyle Lowry. Because the real mistake was letting Kyle Lowry wear 7 immediately after trading for him and including Goran in that trade. You dust off any bad juju with Lowry and 7. You let Khalil Ware wear 7, but then you hang up 7 in the rafters for Goran Dragic. I see the vision here from Michael McCullough. Genius.
So you don't move. First of all, I don't know if Mike McCullough chooses the numbers for everybody. But secondly, you don't see Khalil Ware being a very successful pro.
Oh, he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer.
Khalil Ware gets 7 suits for the price of 7 suits.
I mean, you should have seen.
And you get 5 free ties.
I mean, Hawk, if the final 6 minutes of a preseason game will tell you anything.
I saw the final play.
18 suits for the price of 26 suits.
But in other words, my point is, Solana, if Goran, and this was a preseason game, if he comes to 11 games this season, should they show him all 11 times and write Heat legend?
Yeah, I think they should. Why wouldn't I want to see Goran Dragic
on the big screen? I would rather see you, Solana. I'd rather see you.
What's your problem with that, though? Like, he's a Heat legend. He's at the game.
They show him. It's my same problem with the Dwayne Wade Knights. Like, we got it. It's every other game is a Dwayne Wade celebration of something. Guy owns the Jazz.
What do you prefer, them to show, you know, some random guy in section 118 pulling his tongue out for the camera while Uptown Dale is on the mic yelling, "Let's go Heat"? Like, they're showing the guys who helped build that stadium.
I get it, but how many times? I also love the visual of somebody pulling their tongue out.
What did he just say?
like was... can't get the tongue out of their mouth on its own. They have to physically pull it out with their hand.
His tongue's out now.
You guys saw Fireman Ed. he's upset, apparently, because there's some situation at MetLife Stadium with the Jets team. Fireman Ed is saying that they're not showing them on the Jumbotron enough to get the fans hyped up, so they've lost their home field advantage.
Hmm.
Ain't nobody worried about that big ball head bastard. Maybe if he pulls his tongue out. that'll be news.
Perfect time to ask you guys. You guys want to broadcast live on Dwayne Wade night, by the way, this
we
year?
Are. We are. We okay. said we are. I okay. think that's like, what, the 19th or something like that? It's in the calendar.
Yeah, 28th, I believe.
I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Of this month?
Oh, they're having one every month on the 29th. Show up there any month on the 29th. We're going to have a Dwayne Wade night, and it'll be great.
The Florida Panthers play the Canucks tonight at 7 p.m. The Miami Heat, they won their penultimate preseason game. That's three straight for them. They will play again tomorrow night, final game in Memphis. Dodgers, Mets, they play game four tonight, 8 p.m. Dodgers are up 2-1 in that series after winning 8-0 yesterday. Yankees Guardians game three starts in about 2 hours. And tonight, you do have some preseason football, and it's a doozy, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, Broncos and Saints at 8:15. That'll be in New Orleans.
Preseason?
You said preseason football.
Thursday night football, excuse me.
Huh. You okay?
I'm good.
None of these games matter?
Thursday night.
Would be weird to have a preseason game tonight.
Take a little break.
You know, today, on this day in show history, it was a very big. I tweeted out video. It was on this day last year we used to do the show with Javon Holland. We were out at Hollywood Kia today, and I dropped some knowledge on you two guys. Your heads were spinning.
Who?
You and Javon.
Y'all,
I dropped
you
knowledge.
You spent my head.
That's right.
What did you tell us?
Schooled you both. Sherbet is called sherbet, not sherbert.
Nobody says.
And everyone
sherbet.
Thinks it's sherbert.
Wow.
And he couldn't believe it. You couldn't believe it. And you couldn't obviously argue it by the end because you had looked it up. And it is indeed sherbet. Orange sherbet for dessert. Sherbert is the wrong word.
It sounds better.
That's not the argument.
It's what everybody says in the world.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's wrong. And guess who told you it was wrong? Me.
I did learn that. I remember that.
Sherbet.
Because I think I pushed back. I pushed back a little bit.
You did. You said there were invisible letters.
Well, they're silent letters. I didn't know there were letters that.
No, that was your actual quote. There are silent letters and there are invisible letters.
So there's no R at the end of bit.
Well, there's no R at the end of sherbet.
I know, but then I thought it was sherbert. I thought it was invisible R.
Right. And I argued that there were no invisible letters, but then I remembered myself. Tua Tagovailoa has an invisible N in his last name.
Tonga.
So there are invisible letters.
We're blessing people.
Well, I felt like I did. You guys, you wanted to shun the information at first, but then when you were receptive to it, change your life. Orange sherbet.
What is sherbet?
Very similar to sherbet. You ever had orange sherbet for dessert?
Is it like Italian icy with milk?
Yeah, because a little creamier than Italian ice.
So it's a sorbet.
No,
it's a sorbet.
That's funny.
I added the R, Solana. I know you didn't get it.
I got it.
Anything else, Zoran?
He's for sure Zoran. He's not Goran. He's Cooper Manning. What you got, Coop?
Anything else, Coop?
I mean, listen, brother. You're Ozzie Canseco, if anything. I mean, one interception in your career?
What you got, Coop?
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, a little breezy too. So nice and cool tonight. That is your weather.
All right, Don Bailey Jr. will join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mamacita, mamacita, que bonita mamacita.
Hawk and Crowder.
Don, you got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Bailey Jr. joins us on Thursdays, unless it's a bye week like last week. When he didn't join us, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Reminder, if you're looking for the best Canes or Dolphins merch this season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or you can check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call along with Joe Zagacki Saturday at noon as the undefeated Canes take on Louisville. This is a tough one, DBJ, correct? This is not one of those, and I know you could look ahead to FSU. This one is a tough one coming up Saturday.
You're right, Hawk. You better not look ahead to FSU. This one is, this team's very, very good. They're well coached. They've got a quarterback that not many people have heard of that was actually recruited by Coach Cristobal about 7 years ago and was successful at Oregon and helped him go to the conference championship game out there. So, and they've got an outstanding running back from South Florida and a receiver from Alabama and a defensive coordinator that can cause problems. And it's going to be a game. I'll tell you, I'd be surprised if it, I would not be surprised if it's not a come down to the last drive finish between these two teams.
And DBJ, I think I played against the quarterback when I was in college.
I think you did. You got.
He's 42 years old.
I think you got six sacks on him, bro.
I got him to the ground. DBJ,
that's right.
Like the VTech game and the Cal game, when it's like, you know, okay, they came out on top late, and you know they played an amazing fourth quarter. But I think Hawk and myself talked about it. Like, should we stop playing with? I said we because I'm an honorary Cane this year. Should we stop playing with fire? You know what I'm saying, DBJ? Like, I don't like playing with fire like the last 2 weeks have been.
Well, you know what happens. When you play with it, sooner it's going to burn you, and and you are feeling correct. I feel the same way. You know, to me, it's – we've got to – what happens if magic doesn't happen? You know, you're going to have to – you're going to have to win one of these football games the old-fashioned way. And listen, let's not take away from the fourth quarter of the Cal game is what we all would like to have seen for four quarters. And that two-minute drive that they did offensively to win the football game was textbook. And that a lot of work went into that over the years, you know, last couple of years to get Miami to that point. But, you know, when you're at the last play against Virginia Tech and the last drive against Cal, they're both very, very good football teams, and you just don't want to play. I don't want to play games that close. I'm with you guys. I'd like to see Miami come out and control the game. I don't know if you're going to control the scoreboard as much as you think you are against these people. I mean, they're scoring darn near in the 40s, you know. So they're a very good football team. The head coach played for Coach Schnellenberger, had about 9 years in the National Football League as a quarterback. And so, you know, you're not – what hasn't he seen? That's the thing. You're not going to trick anybody. And actually, he's probably got as much stuff up his sleeve as anybody. So it's going to make for an interesting game.
Was it a good time for a bye week for the Hurricanes, or does that actually kind of throw things off a little bit?
It was a good time for Don Bailey. I enjoyed the heck out of it. Well, let me tell you, I mean, everybody would have done it, but if Miami would have come off that game and that trip and had to play the next week, had to play last Saturday, home or on the road, it would have been hard to, be at your best. So the short answer is yes. Thank God there was an off week. And, you know, you're going to get Jalen Rivers back. And, that's a big deal that, you know, that week helped him and they're healthier. And I gave him a chance to work on some stuff.
And DBJ, you're talking about working on stuff. We know you played for years. I played for years. That bye week, you either prepare for the next week, but you also overemphasize your weaknesses and work on them. What are some of the things? Is it a run defense? Because what's his name? Alt, whatever the hell that little boy's name was, he was hell. Cal's little running back was hell. But also that secondary, too, they got taken advantage of. What were some of the key points that you know that Mario Cristobal worked on now that he had whatever the hell it was, 14, 15 days to work on it?
Well, I think the main thing that I got that he did with the coaching staff is they did a whole lot of self-scouting and making sure that they did not come into the second half of the season with some obvious tendencies, and they fixed that. I can tell, you know, more importantly, that they worked on some new things to do offensively and defensively. But Coach Cristobal is not real hard to figure out, and it's really a compliment. He went back to the basics. They would talk about tackling, talk about pursuit angles, talk about technique and you know, in the pass rush and also on the offensive line. So I think it was a ton of fundamentals is really what they went back to, the basics, and talked about where they need to get better.
Don Bailey Jr., he will be on the call Saturday afternoon. So I guess the pregame starts at 8 a.m., Solana? I guess so, right? Four-hour pregame?
Yes, 8 a.m. on Saturday, bright and early.
So the game kicks off at noon. Joe Zgacki, Don Bailey Jr., DBJ will try to work in some of our funny calls. He was able to work in going back to Cali. I thought the way that game was going, you weren't going to be able to get one line in. We were happy that you did, because that was a rough one, like you say, up until the fourth quarter when things started to turn our way. So we've got some lines for you for this Saturday. Are you ready?
I sure am.
All right, so today happens to be National Pasta Day. Now, first of all, what is your favorite pasta?
Spaghetti.
Of course. I have in my own heart. Spaghetti. Now, pizza is not a pasta. I understand that. But when I think Italian and National Pasta Day, I think of the legendary Dean Martin. And here is a song I'm sure you're very familiar with.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That is perfect. Is that a good touchdown call or what?
I mean, yeah. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. Yeah, I think you'll be able to do that perfect.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, we happen to be talking about the movie The Joker yesterday. It's a huge flop. Everyone hates the movie. I had it in my head, The Joker, and then I started thinking about the Steve Miller Band song, The Joker, you know. And I'm not going to give you the line, I'm a joker, I'm a toker, I'm a midnight smoke. I wasn't going to get drug involved. But here's the opening to The Joker from Steve Miller Band.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Call me the gangster of love.
people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompousness of love.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice because I speak of the pompousness of love.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you some of that.
Right, I think you're probably gangster love is where you're actually
you know, that's the
ended up
point.
There.
Yeah,
some people call me the space cowboy. Some people call me the gangster of love.
Yeah, I think that's about right. But I do like being called Maurice every now and then.
Well, listen, if the feeling overcomes you, you do all four lines. If you can only sneak in two before Joe starts to get the shakes, then you end at two.
Why were you in the? You were in the booth in Cali. It was hard. I lobbied now to get some of that stuff in. I lobbied.
Listen, when a game's seemingly falling apart, and you've got Joe Zagacki next to you and Vic Bermudez around you, I wouldn't do anything to anger either of them because they remind me. Joe Zagacki reminds me of like the Hulk. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's a good one. You know, we should start calling him the Hulk.
We should give you that line. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Here's one more. I'm going to give you one more line. Today is Eminem's birthday. You fan of Eminem at all?
I love them, especially the red ones.
All right. Well, I was thinking more along the lines of the rapper, but here's the opening for Lose Yourself.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Such a great line. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Give it to me again. I kind of like that.
Yeah, play that again.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
I believe Eminem has a restaurant in Detroit called Mom's Spaghetti. Am I correct on that? I think you did end up opening a restaurant because that line is so iconic. I think you could work that in. DBJ, his palms are sweaty, and maybe you know, I don't know, maybe a true freshman gets in the game. You go, yeah, Joe, you know, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
First freshman off the bench, that's what he's getting hit with.
Boom. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. All right, there you go, DBJ. We gave you some good lines for Saturday. Everybody listening, undefeated Miami and Louisville. Noon kickoff here on 560 QAM. Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. and Josh Darrow and Vic Bermudez and a cast of thousands. Thank you, DBJ.
Love you guys. Have a good day. See ya.
Those were three good lines. We gave him three good lines. I think he's going to have a good time with those. I know he loves the Dean Martin song. That's easy. Like, that's a slam dunk for him.
If he does the Eminem, I'm falling out of the chair.
Mom's spaghetti. Because Joe would understand you could use that line in scenarios.
Yes.
Up until Mom's spaghetti. Then it just becomes really confusing, which is how I envision that going in the booth.
I think Joe's neck snapped, vomit on his sweater already. I think that's when Joe looks over.
Yeah, and then you hit him with the Mom's spaghetti. Joe's out. All right,
3:21 left in the third quarter.
Mom's, whose spaghetti?
17.
You say Mom's spaghetti?
3:21 left in the third quarter.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Joe, I'm too sexy for Hawk, too sexy for Crowder, and surely too sexy for Solana.
Hawk and Crowder.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.